you want prayer tonight, for some reason, I want you to stand up and I'm going to pray for you. Father, we thank you for Alyssa and Red and Tyler. Lord, we just pray your best for them. All your blessings, Lord. All your blessings be bestowed on them in the name of Jesus. Amen. And Father, for everybody else that's standing in here tonight, be with them, God. Just be with them, Lord. Just be with them. Just be with them. Just be with them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Welcome to the house of hope, the house of praise, the house of the Lord, where everyone is welcome here. Everyone is welcome. Nobody's excluded. Anybody that walks through the door, I remember one time years ago, somebody came in, and we were having a service, and they said, is this the recovery service? I said, yeah, it is. Go ahead and sit. Remember that? My name is Jimmy. I'll take what you give me. Does anybody have anything super important they want to say real quick? If you do, stand up. Blurt it out. Well, that's all right. Yes, Barbara. Jay, y'all stretch your hands toward Barbara. She has a nephew that's not doing good. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for Jay right now, Barb's nephew, and we believe there's no distance in prayer. We believe Psalm 107 says this, verse 20, he sent his word and healed them. Father, we send your word to Jay right now, in the word of healing, and everyone said amen. 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 Well, God bless you. I hope you brought a Bible. I hope that you're ready to receive some word tonight. I'm going to start in James chapter 1, verse 19 in the NLT. All my verses tonight will be in the NLT translation. Thank you, Father. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Amen. I want to share with you for the next few minutes on being slow to speak. And I am actually envious of people that can be slow to speak. I have too many times been too quick to speak and spoke when I shouldn't have, spoke when I should have heard somebody out a little better. And so I just want to start with that thought tonight. So many times in my life, and I've seen other people's lives, we thought we heard something. We didn't hear what people were trying to say. And what happened? We ended up not being slow to speak. And we ended up not being quick to listen. We should listen. And one of the things I learned a long time ago is that we can pray in the Holy Spirit in our heart. And while people are talking, sometimes the thing to do is to pray in the Holy Ghost and your inward man and just say, Father, what are they trying to say to me? What's being said here? And that's a far better thing than to do what I call jumping the gun and speaking something that shouldn't be spoken. Sometimes I tell people, if I know them real well, don't try to complete my sentences. You don't know what I'm going to say. Give me a break, for goodness sakes. And then at times I do that with others, and I'm just learning. And I want you to know I've got several Bible verses here. This doesn't even begin to cover the subject. All you have to do is take your phone and say, I need Bible verses on the subject of being slow to speak, and you'll get all that you want. And what a wonderful age. We can all really, you know what age this is? This is the age where we can get as far in the Word and feeding on the Word as we want to. And so let's be remembering that. And everybody say, slow to speak. Now, would anybody on this side of the house be upset if we turn the fans on over there? I think that's go ahead and go. And is everybody warm? No. Okay, just me. Millie, would you do me a favor, sweetheart? Would you get me a water? Yeah, with ice in it. You know how to do that? You know how to get that? And if there's any lemonade, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding you. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I feel the Spirit of God in here. Who needs a word from the Lord? First one, stand up. First one, stand up. Okay. Give me something. Tell me what's up. Tell me why you need a word. Just start. You start and I'll finish.
We're preparing to go on vacation and we're really stressed and just worrying about, I know we need to turn it over to the Lord, but I keep picking it up and holding on to it, but I'm worried about my plants, I'm worried about my lawn, I'm worried about all these things where we're going. We'll be gone about 2 weeks and
Let's just pray. I know the feeling. I won't go away now. My number one chiefest dog just got bred, and I ain't going anywhere for quite a while. Her name is Pepper. She's absolutely gorgeous. And Sherry's dad has a dog named Max. But let me just say this here. I believe that you believe that you're supposed to be going on vacation. So let's just believe there comes a point in life. Many times, you know this, we just have to say, Lord, I just have to give this to you now. And how long before you leave?
We're leaving Monday.
Okay, you don't have a lot of time.
No.
Do you have anybody that's volunteered to help you?
No. My sister's coming and staying to take care of the animals. And
talk to her. Talk to her after the service.
Okay.
Will that do?
I'm making some bottles with...
We don't want to hear all of that. That's too much. Hey, we're trying to preach. We're trying to get out of here at 8 o'clock, for God's sake. Now, listen to me. This is what I got. I got this, Jill, and I mean this sincerely. God wants you to enjoy yourself. You're going to have to let go. Just let go. Let God. And Mary, see Mary after church. All right. Tell me something. Anything. Just get me started.
Direction.
Give me the Reader's Digest version if you know what that means.
I want direction. Direction.
Okay. Okay. Nothing else you want to say? Just that?
On everything. I just need it financially, on dealing with certain people, on just direction.
Have you been there? I've been there before. Direction, direction, direction. Father, in the name of Jesus, for this young woman who's really hungry for you now, Lord, I just loose that direction for her life, Lord God, that direction, that direction. In more than one area, is that right?
Yes.
In more than one area, Father. She said every area. I just loose that power, that ability. Praise you, love her. It's easy to pray for people that love God like this. Help her, God. Help Keisha in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I am going over here. Talk, Mayor. Just give me generality.
Okay, I'm just figuring out that I'm like a puppy dog that's chasing my tail, and my middle name should have been Fix It. I feel like I always think I have to fix everybody's situation. And I want to let go of that and give that stuff to God.
I'm going to ask your husband to stand up. Yeah. And go ahead and finish.
And just concentrate on God.
All right.
You know, and know that God can change things, do things.
Y'all put, yeah, like that there. Lord, you have to go a long ways to find a couple like this. And what she's asked is out of the sincerity of her heart. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help Mary, help Ernie, with the request that she's asked for. Help her to learn how to let go and let God. Is that right, Mary?
Yes.
In Jesus' name, help her, Father. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. You tell me what you want said and done here.
I just want restoration of understanding and healing for myself and for God just to bring me back to Him full circle and just renew me, give me joy again.
I had to get permission. This couple has just lost a baby. They've just had a miscarriage, and it's devastated them. And I couldn't just, I wanted to make sure I had permission to say anything. Would you please, if you love this couple, will you just stretch your hands this way? Father, we all love this couple. And in the name of Jesus, help them, Lord God. Help them through this time of loss. Help them to realize this isn't the end of the world. Help them to realize that the darkest hour is just before dawn. And Lord, that there are blessings on the way. Help them, Lord, where they can feel good again after what they've just been through. In Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen and amen and amen.
I have a friend at work. She lost her twin sister, and I don't know the words to help with that.
How did she lose her twin sister?
She had a blood clot in her lung.
How old was she?
She was 22.
What's her name? What's the name of the one that's alive?
Kayla.
Father, in Jesus' name, Tyler's good friend Kayla, that just has suffered a terrible loss. The word says in the book of Corinthians that you're the God of comfort. Comfort, Lord. Comfort Kayla right now. Let her feel that comfort from the Holy Spirit that only God can give us. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. And everyone said amen. Or something in particular. You don't have to say what it is. Just say yes or no. That's a very good prayer. That's a very good prayer. Your daughter is coming along. Put your hands up. I lose the power of forgiveness right now in Jesus' name on you, like you've never experienced before. An open door of forgiveness is the Lord puts his hand on your mind and on your heart. Forgiveness in Jesus' name. Everyone said amen. Thank you for letting us pray with you. All right. Fellas in the booth, give me the next verse, which is Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 28. We're preaching a message to be slow to speak. It is a command. It is a word from the Lord. Be slow to speak. Be slow to speak. Even fools are thought wise when they keep silent. With their mouth shut, they seem intelligent. Now, I have seen this in life. I've seen people that I didn't think they were the brightest light bulb in the hardware store, but they knew how to hold their tongue. Let me tell you something. To know how to hold your tongue, I believe, is of great value. It changes your future. It changes direction. It changes relationships. It changes finances. It changes many, many things. My problem is the way that it works in me the wrong way is this. I don't let people, the situation, I don't let people say something. I don't let them get it out. And sometimes I think they're going this way with something, but they're really going over here. And some of you don't have that problem at all. My dear beloved wife of soon to be 49 years, by the way, Lord willing, the creek don't rise next year. We're going to have our 50th anniversary, and we're going to renew our vows right here on Sunday morning. Pastor Kelly's going to help us with that. We're going to just renew our vows here. The greatest gift that I've received on earth is my wife. The absolute, totally greatest gift. But how many of you have seen that? That you know some people, they're not real bright, but man, they sure know when to shut up. And it makes them look good, don't it? Amen. Amen, Miss Helton. All right, we're moving right along. I can do all things through Christ. I can give words, pray for people, preach, and close by 8 o'clock. Give me Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 and verse 7. Remember, I'm just speaking a simple thought. Be slow to speak. Okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 first, fellas. And it says this, depending on which translation. To Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse, no, I'm sorry. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. 3:1. You've got 1:7. There it is. For everything. Everybody say everything. You know, for everything in God's earth, the way that he made it, for everything there is a season and a time for every activity under heaven. Now give me verse 7 in that same chapter where it says a time to tear, a time to mend, a time to be quiet, and a time to speak. There is definitely a time to speak. But I'll tell you, I've learned the hard way. There is definitely a time to not speak. And it's a wonderful thing when you learn that. I'm getting better at it. And thank you, sweetheart, for the water. It looks, you know, the word says, if you give a man of God a glass of water, there's a great blessing for you, even if he's your husband. Amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Proverbs, let's go there, chapter 10 and verse 19. I'm covering just a few little specks of what it means to hold your tongue, be quiet, time to speak sometimes. Too much talk leads to sin. I know people, and I try not to be that person that talks too much. They say too much. Talk, 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 talk. And it just doesn't, if you keep going, you're going to let something out, and it's not going to be good for you. It's going to be sin. You're going to embarrass yourself. And when you walk into the room next time, people are going like this. Remember what he said last time when we let him talk too much? Let's see if we can keep him to hold his peace a little bit. Amen? Yeah. Too much talk can lead to sin. Too much talk can, too much while you're in a conversation. For goodness sakes, give somebody else a chance to throw their 2 cents worth in. Amen? Yeah. And when you go to something, if you're going to a meeting, if you're on a special conversation on the telephone about something, think about one kind of a convo. This is about, are you supposed to be learning something in it? Is somebody supposed to be dictating something to you in it? Well, then you really want to think about letting them do a lot of the talking and you do a lot of the listening. I'll tell you what I do sometimes when I'm able to. When somebody's talking and I know I need to listen, I try to have a tablet. While they're talking, I'll write a question down, maybe another one and another one, and so that I don't break their flow. Have you ever noticed how sometimes you can break somebody's flow? Yeah. And you can get in there and you don't really mean it, but it ends up being that way. And they end up hating your guts. No, they might not take it that far. But it just messes people up, you know. So as that, I like that verse. Too much talk leads to sin. Be sensible. Now, I love this translation. It kind of works for me. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut. That's pretty plain. We have no question about what the writer here is trying to say. Be quiet sometimes. And you can start out, if you know you're going to have a meeting with somebody, say, Father, help me to hold my tongue. Help me to listen. Help me not to say anything that I'm going to embarrass myself or embarrass them. Help me, Father. I just love my grandmother. She was so wonderful. She'd tell us when it was time to go. She'd just say, it's time for all of you to go home. She would do that. And she made the best Tennessee hillbilly spaghetti I've ever had in my life. She made the only Tennessee hillbilly spaghetti. One of these days, I might make some for y'all. It's different than other spaghetti. And I just love my grandmother, but she taught me a lot of things. And she taught me to communicate well and speak well. Amen. Let's go back to James chapter 1 and verse 26. I'm sharing a quick word. Be slow to speak. James 1:26. If you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you're fooling yourself. And your religion is worthless. Look here. They were all accusing Jesus. They had him. They were trying to get him to say this, that, and the other. And it just said he didn't say anything. He just let them say what they thought they wanted to say. He knew where he knew what he was doing. He had confidence in who he was and who his father was and what was going on. And he was able to do that. If you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you're fooling yourself. And your religion isn't worth very much, okay? Think about that. Think about that. The very idea of Christianity is to be a person under control. That would have to be your mouth also, your words. And know when to speak, as it said in Ecclesiastes 3, and 1, to everything there's a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time to talk, and there's a time not to talk. And you know what you might be thinking about doing while you're not talking is listening. Listening to what people have to say. I'm about halfway through this, and I'm going to get through this here. We're going to get there. And you just don't want to miss taking a little, if you haven't been back there, to see all the wonderful things that Paris Christian Center, God through Paris Christian Center, has for you tonight, for you to take home to your family to eat. And so let's go to Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 3. Very important verse here. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Those who can control their tongue, that can resist the urge to speak when you shouldn't speak. Opening your mouth can ruin everything. Just a while ago, I had privy to some information from Alyssa, and I put myself to prayer. I didn't want to embarrass her or say something that she didn't want said here. So I asked her, is it okay? I thought it would be good. I'll tell you why, Alyssa. I thought that everybody would get to love you and you could feel their prayers and their concern for you. And it is a horrifying thing. I'll never forget when my mom lost the baby. The terrible thing was I had run away from home. I was being rebellious. They got me all wrangled up and my mom lost the baby. I felt bad about that. I felt guilty for years about that. But we're talking tonight about being slow to speak. It will help you. I even know some young teenagers that can be slow to speak. And so that's a wonderful thing. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything. And I think the way that the scripture flows there, it could shorten your life too. So think that over. All right, be slow to speak. That's what we're sharing on. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 20. Here's a good verse. Look at it with me. There is more hope for a fool than for someone who speaks without thinking. Many times in my life, I have wished that I wouldn't have said some of the things I've said. Has anybody else ever had that experience? Yeah. Yeah. I just wish I could go back. Well, I can't go back, but what I can do is learn from my mistakes. Sometimes mistakes become sins. Amen? Depending on just what you're saying, you could say something hurtful or sinful. And so, boy, you really want to. And we're going to go here. We're going to close with James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. We've got plenty of time to do it. James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. What did you say, son? Yeah. Well, we can do it that way. Yes. Now, everybody look with me. The word says this. Dear brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers in the church, for we who teach will be judged more strictly. Indeed, we all make many mistakes, for if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. The whole idea about being able to control your life and self-control, the essence of it is to be able to control your tongue. To be able to control your tongue. Okay, let's go a little. We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in his mouth. And a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though winds are strong. Verse 5, in the same way, the tongue is a small thing which makes grand speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. And among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. The tongue, look here, you can say things that hurt people so much that it will ruin you, that relationship, that friendship. You have to understand, by your words are you justified, and by your words are you condemned. And where there's too many words, there's going to be sin in there, and you can hurt people. Now give me the rest of that, the last of that, and here it is. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless and evil, full of deadly poison. Verse 9, sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. Verse 10, and so blessing and cursing come from pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Does a spring of water bubble out with both fresh and bitter water? Well, no, it doesn't. Does a fig tree produce olives, or a grapevine produce figs? No. And you can't draw fresh water from a salty spring. Well, somebody say amen to all of that. Where you really see it, one of the places is in affairs of the heart, relationships of the heart, marriages, and things that were going toward marriage. And if you, you know, as you try to get to know somebody, watch what happens and what they say. It's important. And let me tell you, this is what I've learned. I've shared this many times from the pulpit, from this pulpit right here. You never know. Thank you, sweetie. I never know where I stand with somebody until I get to a real good fight or disagreement with somebody. And see, is that going to end us? Is that going to end it? But what I've learned is the responsibility. Now, don't push people to their very limit. Amen? Now, this is short. I'm through sharing this tonight. And my prayer is this, that you heard something somewhere in this word that will help you very soon. And so we're going to go right over into communion now, because now if there's an area of your life that you have failed, now's the time to mention it, because you're supposed to examine yourself before you take communion. And if you feel like you consistently have a problem holding your tongue, you might just confess that to the Lord and say, Father, help me. I've asked for that help many times in my life, and I think I'm gaining ground. I think I'm doing better. But now is the time for us to, this is part of communion, to hear a word and then to examine ourselves. That's why I ask you to make an altar where you're at or up here. Join me if you want to. And take the time. Take the time. If there's another problem, it's a time to do 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Take the time right now. Get your heart ready for communion.